السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: نعمتان مقبول فيهما كثير من الناس، الصحة والفراغ، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respective brothers and sisters in Islam, tomorrow this year 2022 will finish and the new year 2023 will begin. That is a great lesson for each and every one, that this is not the time for celebration. Throughout the world, they celebrate the new year, spend lots of money on it, enjoy parties, drinking, etc. But this is the time to regret, to assess our lives. It's not matter of joy, rather it's matter of regret. Because the chunk of our lives has been already finished. So if someone is losing someone, for example, if you lost your $100, are you going to enjoy it? I lost my $100. Are you going to cry? You're going to look for it. Right? So this doesn't make sense to celebrate. That's why in Islam it is not allowed to celebrate even birthday. The people are celebrating their daughters and sons' birthday every year, and they are enjoying and admiring, oh, my son and my daughter is grown up. One year every day, they extend the, you know, candles on the cake. But they're not realizing that one whole year from the life is already wasted. So this is the great lesson. That's why Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that, O insan, innama anta yaun, you are made out of days and nights. فَكُلَّمَا ذَهَبَ يَوْمٌ ذَهَبَ بَعْضٌ. Every time when one day passes from your life, actually, in reality, that some portion of your life is gone. That's why they give the example of the life like melting ice cube. If ice cube is on the floor and is melting slowly by surely every moment, likewise our lives is getting, you know, slowly finishing. That's why we are not even realizing that how great loss it is. And this is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaykh Tariq Jamil Sahib has mentioned that for us is the lesson for the new year, whether it's the Islamic lunar calendar new year, which comes from the 1st of Muharram, or is Gregorian calendar new year, which starts with the 1st of January. Because our Islamic calendar is based on the moon, the movement of the moon, as this Gregorian calendar is based on the sun. But the sun and moon, both are the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the great sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This Allah has taken an oath. Allah has said, wal fajr. Allah has said, wal shams. Allah has said, wal duha. Allah has said, wal layl. Allah has said, you know, wal asr. He took the qasam of the early morning, then qasam of the chas, the little bit, you know, of noon. Then he took the oath of the day, took the oath of the night, and then he took the oath of the whole time. Al-asr is the whole time. Allah Ta'ala says, Huwalladhi ja'ala ash-shamsa diya'an wal qamara nuran wa qaddarahu manazil lita'lamu adada as-sinina wal hisab. Allah is the one who has created the moon and sun to give the light, and moon to give the noor. And wa qaddarahu manazil, Allah is the one who has fixed the stations in orbits for the sun and for the moon. It's always they are going on according to the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the different platforms and stations for the sun and moon, لِتَعْلَمُوا عَدَدَ السَّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابِ, so you people can count the years and calculate during the day and night how many days, how many nights have passed from your age. This is the reason why. And that's why another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ وَيُكَوِّرُ النَّهَارَ عَلَى اللَّيْلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is changing night from the day and day from the night. وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ, and Allah has control over the sun and over the moon. It is not moving by its own by its own power, because it is guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's only obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kullu yajri li ajli musamma. Each of them, yani sun and moon, are moving in the certain period of time, whether it's a daily 24 hours, or is monthly 30 days, or yearly 365 days, or whatever case may be. It's moving according to plan of Almighty Allah. It cannot move faster or slower. So moon has own stations and the sun has own station, and it is moving and revolving on the orbits according to the plan and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the reality which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us by His most beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam 1500 years ago. One of the great signs of the Yawm al-Qiyamah, we as the Muslims, as the believers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do have the aqidah in faith, there is the day of judgment. We do believe in Yawm al-Qiyamah. There are some people, atheists, agnostic, they do not believe. They say this is the only life. You die and you finish, you perish. Nothing will happen. There is no life after death. They reject. But the intellectual people, those to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted the wealth of iman, they do believe there is a life after death. And this is the life Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us for a very short period of time. And what is the purpose of the life? Why we are in this world? What is the reason of our existence? In Surah Al-Mulk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has highlighted, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah has created death and night so He can taste you. He can see how you act during the day, how much of amal and act and obedience of commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you are going to fulfill during the day and during the night. Who is going to do best amal? Allah Ta'ala says, أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, is not quantity required, it is the quality which is required by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You pray salat, but you pray in such a way that on the top of ihsan is extraordinary form of the ibadah. Ihsan is very hard to obtain to that level. It's only Anbiya alayhi wasalam can reach to that level. It is very difficult for every individual to go to that level of ihsan of the salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in one of the hadiths, what is the ihsan? Ihsan is, you pray in such a way that you can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you cannot see Allah, who can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's invisible. We cannot see. But if you cannot see, and definitely you are not going to see Almighty Allah, then think that Allah is watching you. Allah is watching you. So this is the ihsan, the level of ihsan. Whenever you stand for the salat, you have to visualize it, that you are standing in front of Almighty Allah and you are making sujood on the leg of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your forehead is touching the leg of Allah. This is the ihsan. But we cannot read to that extent. And that is what the required by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. In every amal, in every act, in every deed, it should be perfection. It should be total devotion. It should be total concentration. We should try for it. We not get it to that extent, but we should not leave it. We should not give up. Keep on trying to, you know, make our salah, make our tilawat of the Quran increasing towards the ihsan and towards the sincerity and towards the ikhlas and the devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said in one of the hadith 1500 years ago, what is the sign of the Yawm al-Qiyamah? We all believe in Yawm al-Qiyamah, it is going to take place, but when? That is the question. So one sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mata sa'a? Likewise, all we are have this thought in our minds, when the day of judgment is going to take place. It's out of curiosity. We want to know how far Qiyamah is, so we can try and work hard towards it to become successful. So when Sahabi asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Mata sa'a?" Ya Rasulullah, when the Yawm al-Qiyamah is going to take place? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied to him, "What you have prepared for it? Don't ask me the question when Yawm al-Qiyamah is going to take place. It is one of the top secrets. Inna Allah indahu ilmu sa'ah." Even the Anbiya alayhi salam, even the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah salam said, I don't know exactly which day, which time, which year, the day of judgment, the Qiyamah is going to, the trumpet is going to blow. We don't know, even the Anbiya alayhi salam. Inna Allah indahu ilmu sa'ah. Is only Allah exclusively has kept the secret of the time and year and day of the Yawm al-Qiyamah. But for each and every individual, it is necessary, it is incumbent, it is, you know, compulsory that you should prepare for akhirah. Prepare for hereafter. Make sure he can stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Yawm al-Qiyamah with good deeds. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that إِذَا مَاتَ الْإِنسَانُ فَقَدْ قَوَمَتْ قِيَامَتُهُ. When a person dies, his Yawm al-Qiyamah is already started from the day one. Because his book of deed is closed. He cannot say any Subhanallah. He cannot pray a rakat of salat. He's deprived from all the amal. So we don't have to worry when the Yawm al-Qiyamah is going to come. But rather we should worry how much I prepared for it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala has narrating this riwayat from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that la taqumu sa'a, that qiyamah, the day of judgment, is not going to take place hatta yataqarabu zamanu, until